The new campaign is being promoted by Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the National Park Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. Joe Lewandowski with the CPW Southwest Region says it's a reminder that recreation has an impact on the outdoors.
You know, a lot of people have come here from other states that might not have the same ethic as people from Colorado.
The campaign includes two parts. First, there's know before you go, as in make sure your camping reservations are in order. Lewandowski adds that it's also good to brush up on local conditions related to COVID.
You know, if you're traveling from outside of an area to a smaller town, they might have concerns about the pandemic that perhaps you might not be thinking about.
The other part of the campaign is Leave No Trace. As always, public lands officials like Lewandowski urge visitors to pack out all trash and make sure campfires are completely out. The Care for Colorado campaign comes amid a record-breaking year for public lands in Colorado.
Last year, about 15 million people visited state parks throughout the state. Just through July, we were already up to 12.3 million.
Public lands in Colorado will be under Stage 1 fire restrictions this Labor Day weekend, and it's slated to be hot and dry, but it could be summer's last gasp. Forecasters call for a big cool down next week and possibly even snowfall. Know before you go, indeed. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.